Sorry. I'll start again. Just in relation to the recommendation from a couple of countries, but particularly Afghanistan, in relation to the recommendation for Fiji to put into place mechanisms to identify and protect and assist victims of human trafficking. Fiji has been very active in this area in prosecuting human trafficking offenders. In the last 5 years, we've had 28 accused, 35 victims, 26 local. There's a lot of domestic trafficking, and we've had 9 overseas people that have been trafficked. We have ongoing prosecution training. We have established victim support for people who have been trafficked. We work closely with the Ministry of Social Welfare for the provision of accommodation while they're in the country for overseas victims. There's a small allowance paid. We also work with immigration. There are no charges against anybody who's entered the country illegally. Our courts have developed jurisprudence to do with human trafficking offences, and we've also used international jurisprudence to help develop Fiji's case law. In relation to criminal responsibility, this was a recommendation from Pakistan and also another couple of countries to do with the criminal responsibility and lifting the age for children. Under Fiji's law, under the constitution, any person under the age of 18 is defined as a child. The age of criminal responsibility, like in many countries in the world, starts at 10. Under 10, you're not criminally responsible for anything. Between the ages of 10 to 14, you can be charged with an offence if the state is able to prove that you understood to the threshold that of an adult. Between the ages of 14 and 17, you're classified as a juvenile. But under the Juveniles Act, you wouldn't have a sentence of more than 2 years. This is for juveniles. And there are many options that the courts would look into before somebody would be, a juvenile would be sent to prison. Let's see. In regards to the recommendation from Rwanda and other countries, this was to do with victims of violence, particularly against women and girls. As I mentioned in my opening statement, we have introduced guidelines on prosecuting child sex abuse cases. We are in the process of setting up a victim support officer. We already work in cooperation with civil society organisations in terms of counselling and victim impact statements, which go before the courts. Our guidelines ensure, and we have a lot of training in this, to do with inappropriate questions being asked in court, particularly if it's a non-represented accused cross-examining a victim. We can make applications to the court for it to be a lot less formal. Wigs and gowns, for example, are not used. General less formality, use of screens and other measures that the court can put into place. In regards to the recommendation from Somalia on the proceeds of crime, and how we deal with this with drugs. We have a Proceeds of Crime Act from 1997. We do a lot of training on this. We should be doing more. The focus on proceeds of crime is extremely important. Obviously, we remove the profit from criminals, then there's less motivation to conduct themselves in criminal activities. We have the ability to seize property. We have a forfeited assets fund. The property that's tainted is sold and it goes into a forfeited assets fund, and it's used by applications that are made. It's distributed so that we can further the fight against drug trafficking. There were a number of recommendations to do with laws safeguarding freedom of expression, ensuring criminal speech-related laws are not misused. As I mentioned, also we have review of cases when people are charged. These cases get reviewed by the DPP's office. We ensure that there is sufficient evidence, that there's a two-step process, sufficient evidence in the public interest. We will only continue a charge with sufficient evidence. If not, the charges will be withdrawn. This has happened in a number of cases. In fact, the police have been criticised for the handling of some of these cases, and we have withdrawn the charges. If the matter does go to court, if we think there's sufficient evidence, then it's up to the accused to have their defence put before the court. There have been no prosecutions against people criticising the government, and I've mentioned hate speech before, which is an important limitation on freedom of expression. I think I'll hand that back over to Chief Justice.
Thank you, DPP.